Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, friends. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here as we move through the last few days of November 2014. And if November was rough for you, if it felt more intense, more emotional, perhaps a little bit deeper or even darker at times, please know that that was all part of what we needed to do and where we needed to direct our energy at this time. There were many, many planets in Scorpio, and Scorpio takes us into those darker, heavier places so that we can see what's under the surface and bring it out to the light. So the energy has shifted considerably in the past few days. I hope you're feeling that. And I hope you know, too, that anything that has been feeling heavy or emotional for you in the past 4 to 6 weeks, it's you're clearing it out, you're working it through, you're getting rid of it. All of that is going to pay off. It's never fun when you're in it, but it leads you to higher understanding, new perspectives, and you tap into more of your own answers and often more clarity. So I want to validate that because I know that many of you have been going through some big stuff, some big energies, and I have too. I feel it too, and it's never what we want, but it always leads us to someplace better. So know that actually as we move through the last few days in November, the energy shift is quite considerable, and that's because there are 5 planets in fire signs, and this is rather rare. We have the Sun in Sagittarius. We have Venus in Sagittarius. Soon, we will have Mercury in Sagittarius. We have Jupiter in Leo, and we have Uranus in Aries, and all of this energy is all about creativity, action, inspiration, going for it, following an idea, following a project, whatever has felt stuck or stalled out is ready now for action. And perhaps it wasn't on the timeline you thought it would be, but it's going to be even better as a result. So just a heads up about what is shifting and transitioning for us right now. I know that, you know, we're ready for this elevation and happiness and more light energy at this time. So know that it's actually here, it's incoming, and you're going to probably feel it even more as we move through the beginning days of December. Now, I just launched into all that, so I trust it's what we needed to start the show with. As always, I appreciate your presence. Thank you for being here at this time. Thank you for sharing the space. All of these free episodes can be found on iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio, and on the free app called Stitcher. And Stitcher is an app you can find on Android as well. I know that Blog Talk Radio recently updated their agreement with iTunes, and some of the episodes were missing, but now they're all on the page. So if you, for example, were looking for a few episodes you had missed, they should all be now on iTunes. I know that many, many, many of you listen through iTunes. A quick shout out to you, and thank you for being here. I also wanted to call out that there's been a lot of fun action on the Facebook page this past week or so. A few of my posts have been getting thousands of shares, which is amazing. I'm always excited when there's one share because that means we're spreading the vibes around, we're spreading the consciousness around, and it's time. I think it's all part of this synergetic lineup of people really being open to more of this information now. And we're going to see that as we move into 2015. There's going to be more openings. People are going to be a bit more curious, a bit more open to looking into other ways of understanding their lives and themselves and their time here on the planet. So I hope that my Facebook page is a contributor to that energy. The URL is facebook.com/conscious.cool.chic. And please head over and like the page. And if you resonate with the information, I invite you to comment and to share and to connect. I also posted on there a recent client story that was really healing for her. And I shared this through email as well. And it was about a client who was gifted an astrology session with me. Her sister had gifted the astrology session. And the client really wasn't into astrology. And in fact, her astrology chart said that, which is one of the things I love about astrology. It'll show if you're not into astrology, if you're not into metaphysics and all this type of stuff, it'll show that. And so the client was really resisting the session, but also quite passive. And I don't really play that. I kind of shut that down. It's like, if you don't want to be here, that's okay. That's all right. You know, if you have something else you want to do, if you're not interested in this information, I completely get that. I completely understand. But let's just be real. And so that helped relax this client, and she settled into the fact that she really wasn't into this. And then there was one more thing I had to tell her before she hung up, and that ended up sparking her session because it basically acknowledged that she does a lot for other people, and it's really weighing on her. It's really bringing her down. Like, energetically, it's weighing on her. It's causing digestive problems. It's exhausting her, essentially. And so we talked about that, and the session turned around, and we ended up having the session that I thought wasn't going to happen because she wasn't really into astrology, but it turned out everything we were talking about tuned into what she's been discussing with her therapist for years. And that's one of the wonderful things that I've learned about doing this work, is that we can arrive at similar answers and understandings through many different ways. And we can support each other in unlikely ways. And this story that I shared has been validating and healing for many people, for many of you. And so I just want to let you know that right now is the time to say yes to who you really are as you transition between who you were to who you feel you've always been, to birthing more of yourself out into the world and being stronger, so much stronger in your own light and in your own energy. And on this show description, I was guided to say that we're going to talk about fight with light. Well, what does that even mean? Because really, we don't resonate with the term fight in a lot of ways. And yet, in this world that we live in, on this planet, we know that there are all energies. There is the extremes of war and the extremes of peace. There is the extremes of action and chaos, and there's the other extreme of ultimate peace, quiet. And we move around between these energies. And as we raise our own vibration, our own frequency, our own energy, we gravitate more towards the higher vibrations of truth, justice, love, compassion, forgiveness, peace. But at the same time, there are certain situations that are designed for our soul growth that require us to stand up, to come out, to make a declaration of some sort, to shine the light of yourself, of a situation, in a very strong and powerful way. And it could be, in a sense, because of someone else's words or choices or lower vibrational actions, and you respond authentically and truthfully with a very strong stance, and it has power in it. It has so much integrity and confidence, and it could be perceived as a fight, if you will, but that's not the intention. It's more about standing strong in the truth of something, in the light of something, in no, this is how I claim my power in this situation. So when I'm saying fight with light, it's not like throwing punches and pulling hair and, you know, clawing people with your nails. It's not that kind of fight, but it's the energy of responding from a high integrity place with power and truth. And sometimes that is exactly what is needed in a situation. And a lot of spiritual talk is very pretty. We say the pretty words and we know the right phrases and we know, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to work with the energy and I'm going to clear things out. And all of that is important too. It works. But then there comes a time when you need to be perhaps more vocal or more out there, or you need to put something into the world that takes a firm stance, but it's grounded in the intention of integrity and justice and truth. And so when I say fight with light, that's what I'm talking about. And in our world, there are times when we have to, quote unquote, fight. We have to be very strong in an energy, in an opinion, in a stance, because we're doing it with a very high intention. And it's accessing your spiritual warrior sense, the part of you that is here to say, I am going to transform more situations into light, into truth. I'm going to expose what is being manipulated or sabotaged or anything happening behind the scenes. I'm going to reveal actions, their motivations, what they're really doing. Because when you do that with a solid intention and you bring that energy and those actions out of the dark and into the light, you are illuminating what's really going on, and you are gifting every person with an opportunity to grow, to make a new choice, to be a higher version of themselves. And in our world, that isn't always pretty. It can have a lot of overlaps. It can have a lot of things attached to it, if you will, but it's so important. It's so important, and then that's really how we're changing the world, is by standing in these strong perspectives, energies, intentions, and not budging. Now, this energy has been happening throughout this year, but it's going to be even stronger as we go into 2015, and that's because there's parts of us that are done with the bullshit, or the lies, we're just done with it. We're saying, no, I'm not going to participate in any of that, and I'm going to stand strong in this. And keep in mind, it all comes back to your intention. Being in integrity, truth, the higher principles, justice, also holding the intention that your stance or opinion or whatever you are speaking out about ultimately also includes the highest and best for every single person involved. And as I talk about this, I feel that this is one of the ways that humanity is growing right now. Because there are, well, we know that's how that we're growing, but it's like the rubber is hitting the road in a whole new way, and things have to change. And I see it in two recent situations here in the States, one being the verdict of that recently came down in Ferguson, Missouri, where a young black man was shot by a white police officer, and he was not indicted for his actions. And as a result, all of many, many places around the U.S. are in protest right now because they don't feel that justice was served. And of course, it also connects to the bigger racial issues of this country, and it connects to our justice system and the law and what is fair and what is right. It addresses a lot of issues that have been, I would say, continually coming up into the awareness of Americans for us to change and move it forward, make it right. And so this is one example of why it's important to fight with light, to be aware of what is really happening for the best and highest good of every person in a situation. And sometimes we don't know that in the moment, but we know it in a place within ourselves, in our soul. We know what is best and highest of a situation and how we are growing collectively, how we are respecting each other, how we are honoring each other, how we are loving each other, how we are taking care of one another. And that isn't something that humanity has been always consistently good at. And so we are being pushed to be better at it right now. Starting with ourselves, with our families, with our communities, with our countries, and with the world. And that's what it's about. Now, the other example of this fight with light energy that is also coming up strongly right now is in the situation with Bill Cosby and the sexual violence accusations that have come against him. There have now been 16 women who have reported sexual assault charges. Their stories are all have consistent actions within them, being drugged and such. And so this is also revealing what's been happening underneath the surface for decades. And it's also requiring us to look at the truth of a situation, to not be swept away by an idealized image or power or celebrity, but to look at the facts and to remove personas to see what has been occurring and the harm that has been done and the healing that can result. Now, I did do a brief post on my Facebook page about the astrology chart. And I did that because I thought it was really fascinating how this corresponds with some of what we've been talking about this year. Throughout 2014, we've been discussing the astrology of this year, specifically Pluto in Capricorn at 12 degrees and Uranus in Aries at 12 degrees and how these two planets have been working to move us forward, evolutionary, revolutionary, and to essentially break through what has expired so that we can become higher versions of ourselves. And Pluto has been retrograde. It went back to 10 degrees of Capricorn, and it's moving forward through 11 degrees and back to 12 degrees of Capricorn. And this planet has been working significantly with Bill Cosby at the top of his astrology chart. The very top of an astrology chart is called the midheaven, and this is your professional area of life, your career, how you contribute to society at large. It's your occupation and what you may feel called to do. It's also your social standing in the world. It's how you are viewed. It does also connect to status, such as marriage, your connections in a community, and essentially, you know, how you are perceived. I always think of the midheaven is where and how you are a CEO and how you are looked up to or respected for what you contribute and offer professionally. With Pluto moving across this point in the astrology chart, Pluto tears down anything that is not in alignment with true power. And if you have had a Pluto transit, you know that it's like things just leave or transition. Nothing remains the same. It's an evolutionary life change. And it can mean stepping into greater power if you have been doing the work, if you've been in integrity, if you've been working with the power of all, meaning you've been inclusive of other people and their gifts. However, if it's been the opposite, if you've only been working for your own powerful gains, if you've only been working for your advancements at the expense of others, all of that comes out and comes through and changes. Pluto going across the midheaven signals changes in all areas of life associated with the midheaven. So it changes your professional life. It changes your standing in society. It can change a marriage and result in divorce. It can change everything. And it does so quite publicly. So obviously I was quite fascinated to see this is what is happening in Bill Cosby's astrology chart. And I had the question of, well, why is it now since these incidences have been happening for decades, what set it off now that all of this is revealed? Well, it's the Pluto transit. It's that Uranus squaring his ascendant, squaring his midheaven. Uranus is that breakthrough energy, like lightning, like things change fast, things change swiftly. And stuff happens. And then we also had in the recent weeks Mars in Capricorn hitting those same points. Mars is a trigger. Mars is an activator. Wherever Mars comes into contact with other planets, it triggers those energies. So it's actually not surprising, looking at the astrology, that all of this came out right now because it's been brewing under the surface and Mars came along, triggered it in the middle of November and said, now there's action here. Now there is greater movement. So it's fascinating to look at how we are always given choices, and it is our choices that will determine what happens next. It is our free will that happens next. It is where we choose to be in integrity that essentially opens doors to what unfolds next. And there are some really significant lessons, obviously, in this situation, and I'm quite curious as to how this will play out, because I am 100% honoring that there are 16 public accusations. Where there is smoke, there is fire, and that's only what's come forward. There are probably many more women who have not come forward yet for whatever reasons, and I wish to send them light for their courage and their confidence and their healing, and to, on some level, with the energies of the situation so that they can claim it. You know, this is where things can get really interesting from a spiritual perspective, because in a spiritual perspective, there are no victims. There are no victims, but there is greater power to be earned within yourself. There are soul lessons for everyone in a situation, every single person. And that's the energy that I wish to send to every person who's involved in this situation, that they have the ability to tap into a higher consciousness, a higher spiritual power that will open them up to their power in this situation. And I especially feel the need to send power, their own power, their own energy, an awakening and an opening to their own energy and their own God connection to any woman in the public eye who is perhaps afraid of any types of backlash that she would experience, because I'm feeling that there are more public women who are on the sidelines of this situation waiting to see how things play out, because she doesn't want the backlash to affect her career. And I'm feeling the energy of one person in general. I'm not going to say her name, but she worked with him for years, and I really hope that she feels strong to come forward with her truth and to be very strong in this, and to know that that's the healing. You know, the healing is in your courage and your confidence and your loving of yourself. That's the healing for every single person. So, both the Bill Cosby and Ferguson cases are bringing up these energies and showing us where to be stronger in our light, in our integrity, in our self-love, and also in our ability to take care of one another and to love one another. Every month I answer your top astrology questions, and this month we had three that came in, and they're really excellent questions. So what I'm going to do here really quick is take a sip of water. I invite you to take a few deep breaths to ground yourself, and I'm going to start answering your questions here in just a few seconds. Okay, we have our first question from Ian in Sydney, Australia. Hey, Ian, what's up? You asked a great question. Ian asks, are there any accidents in the universe? If the answer is no, please explain. And he gave the example of children, innocent children born into poverty or worse, and accidents and things that take the lives of other people. Basically, any those kind of quote-unquote bad things that happen to us in our lives, this is a great question. So, are there any accidents in the universe? And the understanding that I offer you is no, there are not, and this is why. Because you as a soul are powerful, and you knew coming here into this human body that you would have experiences, certain experiences that you would have nowhere else. And that those experiences could unfold in any millions of ways, and that all experiences are ultimately for growth of some sort. Every soul chooses certain aspects of their journey. They choose their gender, their family, their lessons, life purpose. The soul chooses with intention what they are here to forgive, complete, and experience. And so as a soul, you came here knowing that you would have certain areas of life that would challenge you, that would be hard, that would be difficult, possibly traumatic. That working through those experiences and having them would strengthen you and would give you the opportunity to experience more love, power, and to share whatever you learned with others. And it's part of how you are of service. How you can have a terrible, hard physical experience of some sort in this life, and then you learn from it and you share your story with others to help them be stronger, to inspire them on their path. And so you take whatever you experience and you essentially pay it forward. And we see this quite commonly throughout mass media. We hear these inspiring stories, and that's people living their soul purpose, you know, sharing their traumatic incidences, their healing, what have you, and offering that to other people to help them on their path. So then when we look at accidents in the universe, and as you mentioned, Ian, well, children born into poverty, well, it's important to know that there is a divine purpose for everything, and there is a divine purpose for poverty. Poverty is an ego-less human experience. And it connects you with an opportunity to be aware of your energy, your inner world, and harnessing what you have within you to guide you forward. I mean, I know I've heard many experiences of people who have been in poverty situations, and they still have hope. They still feel joy or happiness and gratitude. They're grateful for this piece of bread. They're grateful for all of their brothers and sisters. And this is where the power of choice shows up. Regardless of your situation, you always have the choice to choose your perspective. Now, from a soul perspective, poverty is a very powerful experience, and it can serve many wonderful purposes for humanity. For example, the experience of poverty calls out to the rest of the planet that others can benefit from your gifts. It triggers other people to give and contribute. It triggers other people to be of service, to create organizations, to volunteer, to donate their resources. Poverty becomes a trigger that unites us and connects us to the understanding that we can help one another regardless of what we have in our life and regardless of what we have in our bank accounts. Poverty can also serve the sole purpose of balancing out previous lives where you were the king, where you were the one with all the riches. And the soul wants to experience both sides of the equation. The soul knows about abundance and wealth and prosperity, and perhaps now the soul wants to experience the other side of that through poverty and hopes to learn more through that experience. And so when we ask, are there any accidents in the universe? The understanding I can offer you, Ian, is to look at where the growth is in every experience, where the service is, how it might not be a formal avenue of service, but it is still contributing to humanity's evolution in some regard. So when we talk about also the terrible things that happen to people traumatic events or perhaps even freak accidents or, you know, things that to our human minds might look terrible or scary. We have to rise up. I always call it spiral up to a higher perspective. And sometimes we can see from that higher perspective where the soul growth is occurring, and we can see from a higher perspective why a soul would choose that experience. And that is something that I believe. I offer that to you to determine if that's something you believe, but I absolutely believe that every soul chooses their experiences, and they choose when they want to leave. I think it was the past month or so, there have been a few media reports of people who died riding a bike and a tree fell on them, or another type of freak accident, and you just think, oh my gosh, what are the odds? How can that happen? That's crazy. You leave your house going for a bike ride and you die. But from my spiritual understandings that I offer you, that signals a soul choice. And we all have the opportunity to leave. But many of us feel called to stay because we have more work to do. We have healing to do. We have things to contribute. We have dreams to chase. You know, you want to be here on some level, and that's why you're here. And just as we choose to be here, we choose to leave because that is our power and that is our choice. So when we see these traumatic events, such as crazy plane crashes, it could be part of a soul's mission to be in that plane crash and to ignite greater giving, compassion, and love in the world. And this is something I describe as heart consciousness. When we see a hurricane come through and destroy a village, destroy a country, we all feel we can give. The ability to donate goes up. The Red Cross is there. We all, maybe you donate $5 on your phone, but those events remind us that we're connected to each other, that we can help one another, that we can support each other. And sometimes that is what a soul came here to do. A soul came here to say, I am going to ignite greater compassion in the world, and I've got just the perfect plan for doing that. And I'm going to do it with others in my soul group, and we're going to have this experience that ignites and triggers people to love one another more, to donate, to rise up above our daily lives and our daily priorities, and to remember that we're all connected here. And so the bottom line, Ian, is understanding that every soul is powerful. Every soul is choosing what they need to heal, what they need to forgive, what they need to experience, what they are here to contribute. And one of the reasons this perspective strongly resonates with me is because it returns me to a place of peace and power and greater love. And so that's why I offer that understanding for you to consider. One thing I like to do on the show is I always leave it up to you. You choose what's best for you. And I think that it is returning to that point of our power as souls. And so then your follow-up question, Ian, was, if the answer is that indeed there are no accidents in the universe, why do those who know the truth not speak it? And it wasn't quite clear if you meant those who know the truth don't speak it. I think what you're opening up to is actually many people are speaking a truth, but not everyone is able to hear it or understand it. And that's how we are raising global consciousness. And we do that, for example, I do that through this type of radio show, just sharing with you new ways of looking at energies, possibilities, and choices. And there are thousands, if not millions, of people who are also sharing what they believe around accidents. You know, we have to look at the bigger picture here, and that is that humanity is evolving at a collective pace. And we can only evolve as fast as a group. And if you've ever been in a group situation, you know there are the slow pokes, or that there are people who aren't on board, or people who just disagree, or who have a different perspective. And all of that's great. All of that's fine. But it also, the progress happens incrementally and slowly. So when we speak about truth, there are many people with many different types of truth. And it comes to what is the truth that empowers you, that you feel empowers and honors others, and how are you sharing it? How are you offering it back to humanity, back to your peer group or your community? How are you sharing it? And that's really how we all do this together. And I'm feeling so strongly that in 2015, there are going to be more opportunities for us to share and talk about these esoteric principles with people who are becoming more curious. And the beautiful intention there is that it will move humanity forward. It will collectively inch us forward into a bigger understanding, which I believe is that we are all aspects of God, and that you carry God in you, and I carry God in me, and that guy carries God in him, and the child who is born into poverty carries God in her, and every person who decides that their time here is done, they also carry God. So you can see how there's people who don't agree with that. And it's not so much that we focus on agreement, but that we get to acceptance. So I hope, Ian, this answered your question. It's a beautiful topic. Thank you for asking it, because many, many others have the same question and the same inquiry, and I appreciate you submitting this. Okay, so now let's go to Tanya, and she's asking about her dream messages. And I'm just going to read what she wrote here, because I think this sets up the scenario in a very nice way. In the last week, I've had some experiences that I'm not sure what they mean. One night, I woke up around 2:30, and as I was coming out of sleep, I heard a male voice calmly and slowly say, "Wake up." Then a few nights later, I woke again around 2:30, and a female voice saying, "Now." Are these my spirit guides? And I've had a dream in the same week where I was holding a white quartz crystal. Then in the dream a while later, a crystal that was vivid with pastel tones of pink, green, blue, yellow glowing out of it. I was told they were meant for me from them in my dream. What does this mean? I believe I am a starseed. I've had one dream state encounter before. Any significance? I just love this, Tanya. Thank you for sharing this. Yes, most definitely there's significance. And it's wonderful that you are tuning in to these messages, because that demonstrates how you are raising your vibration and your frequency to connect with these messages. And just to give you a bigger perspective, the topic of waking up at 2:30 or 3 a.m. has been a very strong theme for thousands of people, if not millions of people, for, oh gosh, decades, at least, but especially in the recent years. There was a time in my life when I was waking up at 3 a.m. all the time, and it was driving me crazy because I love my sleep. So there's something about this time of night, the 2:30 and 3 o'clock, and I believe it has to do with where our energy is at in our dream cycle, that we're at a very pure place, and that you are then receptive to this information and to understanding these messages. And so, yes, I definitely feel like these are your spirit guides who know that you are ready to receive information from them. It's important to know that you must initiate and invite those connections, because to you it's based on your free will if this is something you want to experience. But if you enjoyed the energy of those messages and you understood that there was more here, you can invite your spirit guides to give you more messages. Invite them into your life more, and that's simply by putting out a request, asking for an invitation, or asking and setting an intention. You can invite them to work with you more. Now, the fact that you have the energy of crystals showing up is wonderful. And yes, I mean, that can certainly be connected to being a starseed, being tuned in to the energies of crystals and crystal work. There is a wonderful woman who specializes in crystals, Hibiscus Moon, I believe her name is, and she's on Facebook, and she offers a ton of great things around crystals, classes and understanding the different colors and what it means. Hibiscus Moon Crystal Academy. Hibiscus Moon Crystal Academy. You might resonate with what she's teaching and sharing, and it might help open you up to more messages around the crystals. Every kind of crystal has a different vibration, a different energy. I have one here on my desk. It's in the shape of a pyramid, and I can't stop holding it some days. and that's part of my energy lineage. So when you are gifted with a connection to certain crystals, or if you're just drawn to them, they're working with your energy somehow and can be really balancing and grounding and open you up to your spiritual gifts. And so that's what I'm feeling here, Tanya, is that you're being given a connection to more of your spiritual gifts, and that you're able to invite in more messages from your spirit guides. When you're working with the energy of a spirit guide, pay attention to how you feel, because our spirit guides are very high vibrational, and it should lift up your energy. You should rise with it. You should feel yourself being elevated into a higher state, and that's how you know it's a spirit guide. And I think what they're saying is that they're here for you. They're here. They're present. They are on your journey with you. And you can invite them to make more appearances, to give you more messages as necessary. And also, I think you're being urged to just explore a little bit more about crystals and what that means. So I also would recommend, Tanya, there's another show here on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Starseed Radio Academy. It's a weekly program, and you might resonate with some of the information they share, because obviously it's all about starseed energies, and they do some crystal digs. They do some crystal expeditions. So you might find that that those are part of your tribe. So check that out, Starseed Radio Academy. And thank you, Tanya, for your message. I think that it will help other people as well, and help them tune into their own energies and open up to their spirit guides more. Okay, one final question, friends. This one's about astrology. And this one is from S, the letter S. And he, she asks, where do I go in my astrology chart to find my career path? Oh, this is a biggie. your career is connected with the part of your astrology chart called the midheaven. And I just spoke about this earlier in the show. Your midheaven is the top of your astrology point. It's called, if you look at a chart, it would say MC. M as in Mary, C as in cat. And it signifies your professional energies, your career developments, what you are here to contribute and offer, and how you would find satisfaction, earn money, and ultimately spend your days contributing and doing something that is important to you. The midheaven in your astrology chart has a specific sign on it. So, for example, if you have the sign Virgo on your midheaven, that would make the energy of Chiron really strong for you, and that's because Chiron rules Mercury. For many people, they believe that, Chiron rules Virgo, and for many astrologers, they believe that Mercury rules Virgo, but I actually found that Chiron is a better fit. And so Chiron and Virgo are associated with responsibility, what you do on a daily basis to be of service. It is great for efficiency, management, improving systems, analytical work, solving problems. Virgo energy likes to make things clear and improve them. It's a problem solver. So these are just some of the ways that this can show up for you, but that would signify certain careers that you would be drawn to or interested in. Now, if you have, let's say, Aquarius on your midheaven, Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, and this is quite an independent individual. You want independence in your career. You want to do it your own way. It's great for an entrepreneur. It's great for someone who's doing cutting-edge work, who's on the forefront of something bigger than them. Aquarius on the midheaven could be great for being involved in a charity, in an organization that supports humanity. Volunteer work is often very big for Aquarius energy. So, again, these are all possibilities. The ability to look at more specifics for your career would happen with an astrological session, because there are more pieces of the puzzle that get pulled in to fine-tune what's right for you. But just as a starting point, that's what I would encourage you to look at, is to, on your astrology chart, you go to the very top part of the chart. And by top part, between the ninth house and the 10th house. And it's actually the 10th house that holds professional and career energies. So the planets, if you have any planets in the 10th house, that also plays a big part in your career satisfaction, in your gifts, and what you would find satisfying in your professional life. So it's the 10th house, or the midheaven. So I hope that points you in the right direction there, S, and gives you some things to investigate and look into. And if I can help you with that exploration, you can, of course, reach out to me on my website for an astrology session. I am at ConsciousCoolChic.com, and I offer a few different types of sessions to help people on their way. And I have to tell you all that I'm grateful. I just love connecting with so many of you. It's been a dream of mine to help people figure out more of who they are, and astrology is a tool for that. Astrology opens you up to your energy, and you should know your own energy. That's my philosophy around it. Coming up in the show in December, we're going to have some more encore episodes of some of our best of 2014 So you'll see those showing up in your stream. And in the meantime, friends, I wish you the very best on your journey. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being present and here. And I wish you a beautiful week ahead as we close out November and we blast off into the last month of 2014. Wow, what a fast year it's been. So I'm going to leave you now with one of my my favorite songs is by a group called Mocktube, and it's called You Can't Hide. And I will speak to you next week.